Recent events in Burma could not have come at a better time for a new film called The Lady, which is about Aung San Suu Kyi, especially given the elections this coming Sunday after decades of military dictatorship. It stars Michelle Yeoh as the Nobel Peace Prize winner, and it's directed by Luc Besson. Michelle Yeoh's numerous Hong Kong films have thrilled audiences, as well as her roles in Tomorrow Never Dies and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Luc Besson's previous movies include La Femme Nikita and The Big Blue and The Fifth Element. The Lady opens on April 11th at Lincoln Plaza Cinemas, and I'm very pleased that it brings back to our show both Luc Besson and Michelle Yeoh. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Before we talk about the film, have you been keeping up with the changing situation in her country?
Oh, yes. It's changed every day, so it's difficult to catch up with that. When we start the film, she was under house arrest for 11 years. So the film, in a way, was to help her to get out of her house. But, you know, a year later, in the middle of the shooting, she was free. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of lost for a little bit.
Change the ending.
No, not change the ending. No. You know, the story is really about her between 88 and 2007. You know, it's a big love story with her husband and her country. So,
and what are you calling that country? Are you going to call it Burma or Myanmar?
We call it Burma.
Yeah, Burma, all the time.
But a lot of people now it's known as Myanmar.
And a lot of people prefer to call it Burma because they don't want to use the name that the military leaders, the dictators, have been using all these years.
Yeah.
So how old is she right now?
66, I think.
Mm-hmm. She was born in 1945.
And which one of you came to this project first?
I did. I read an article that said that someone was very interested in making a movie about Aung San Suu Kyi, which we also fondly refer to as Daw Su. And I
Daw meaning what?
Daw meaning like lady, miss, madam, you know, a reference to respect to a woman. And I called up my manager in Los Angeles and say, drop whatever you're doing and go out and find this, okay? Because I knew immediately how special and meaningful it would be and challenging as an actor.
Well, had anyone mentioned to you that you bear a certain resemblance to her?
Prior to that, actually, no.
And then in the film, I mean, it's kind of stunning, isn't it? Is that all makeup or is it just that you...
I think when you...
You do look a lot like her.
I think when you start by inside first, she looks like her from inside first. You know, she eat like her, she drink like her, she read the same book than her. And then at the end, with the costume, the flower, and the gesture that she learned for months watching DVDs on her, then she looks like her at the end. But it was a real a great job to do.
You thought much about Burmese politics before you came onto this project?
Not so much. I knew a little bit about her. I knew about the Nobel Peace Prize. I knew about her fight for democracy. I hear the story about this American who
swam through
the lake to say hi to her. And
she got into trouble as a result.
She got into trouble for another 18 months.
Three more years of house arrest because of that.
But they were looking for any excuse they could come up with, I think.
Yeah, they want her in.
If it isn't that, they would have found out that she had sneezed in the middle of the night or something.
Yeah, I think they want her in jail until the election was done.
What made you think of Luc as the one who would produce this film? First, you thought of him as a producer before he...
No.
A director,
I mean,
always?
Luc is one of the most talented, versatile director. And I had hoped to work with him for a long time. And when I came upon this, I look at Luc as a mentor as well. And when you were trying to make this movie about someone who's very much alive, someone who's under house arrest, someone you couldn't get in touch with, and her closest person, Michael Aris, had passed on, and family who still had to stay very low profile. So I went to Luc hoping that he would direct, but first of all, to ask him for advice, you know, is it possible to make this film? And when I gave him the script, I was praying. It's like a miracle would happen, and that he, because it's not a job. It really has to be with people who is passionate and would respect and love you know, the Dorsu and her family the way I did.
Well, you're making a film about somebody who's alive mm-hmm. and close enough in age to you or mm-hmm. to today. It's a lot easier if you are making a film about somebody who's alive to make something when they were in their 20s. Mm-hmm. Now they're in their 70s or 80s. That had to have been a bit scary.
Daunting, for sure. But I think, you know, as an actor, you want to be challenged. I mean, that's the reason why I do any of the films that I do, I choose to do. And I think in this particular one, for Dorsu, she is such an iconic figure that is so inspirational that we need, you know, a hero to look up to like that. And I'm blessed because I'm in the right age group to be doing this. And also it was that particular years of her life between 88 and 99 that was really the crux of that whole journey for Aung San Suu Kyi.
So when did you receive a script, Luke?
She gave me the script on the morning and I read it right away and I cry like I never cried on the script, I think. So
you just accepted it as it is? You normally change things?
Then I start to work with the writer for sure. You always can make it better, but it was already very good. But I was so impressed by the depth of the script.
But the challenge in something like this is to be true to the events of the story and also still make it into an interesting narrative.
Yeah, that's the difficulty for the director. Because you can't cheat, you can't lie, you can't use the film to show how good you are as a director. You're really at the service of the love story and you know, following this woman the best you can. So my camera was very low profile and I really try to sneak in and be with her all the time. That's something we can't do. She was under house arrest since 10 years. No one is with her. And I just want my camera to be with her and nothing else.
So, you also have to deal with a country where there's a lot of secrecy. Mm-hmm. You're making a film that involves the generals, and they are very secretive as well. How much could you find out about them?
Well,
and their
I was
activities?
Very secretive too. You know, I didn't say anything, and I went to Burma and I shot undercover, and I came back with 17 hours of dailies. So I was secretive too.
So a lot of the footage that we see that looks like Burma is really Burma. Assumed that you shot it either in Thailand or in a back lot. Paris.
No, lots in Thailand, but a couple of I will say probably 50 or 80 shots are in Burma, in fact.
But the research that we did, we had great help from Human Watch, the NGOs, you know, and refugees who would give us their stories. So, you know, the parts about the general and what happened to the people, you know, hand in hand, you know, doing the landmines and all that, that's real stories. And I think Luke did it in a very elegantly way where it's not in your face exploiting just, you know, the blood and gore because it was there. But I salute the way Luke had directed that part of it.
Yeah, it also takes place while she's under house arrest, so you have to get the house right.
Oh, yes. My God, it's the house. It really is the house.
Yeah, we rebuilt it, every details in the house. It's the exact replica of the house. We went to Google Earth to measure all the distance from the lake, from everywhere. And we recreate, we put the same pictures on the same wall with the same curtains, with the same tiles, everything, the same piano, the same mark of the mm-hmm. piano, everything.
He even thought of asking us to stay in there. We could have lived there, except it was like mosquito infested because it was near the swamps as well.
This was in Thailand.
This was in Thailand.
My guests are Michelle Yeoh, who stars as Aung San Suu Kyi, and Luc Besson, who directed a film based on her experiences called The Lady. It opens on April 11th at the Lincoln Plaza Cinemas. Michelle, you grew up in Malaysia, and as we have discussed in past visits to the show, you mm-hmm. you won the Miss Malaysia Beauty Contest. But that means you also have an intimate knowledge of Southeast Asia. Mm. How different is Malaysia from Burma?
Well, Malaysia is a very multiracial society. We have the Malays, the Indians, the Chinese, you know, the expats, and we all have lived in harmony for a very, very long time. In the difference? Well, actually, similarities is with
Burma.
Well,
there have been problems in Malaysia as well.
Yes. I think in Southeast Asia, you've been seeing that's been a lot of problems as well. I think the biggest problem is because the economy has been so bad. And when people are affected, that's when they show their displeasure. And the one person that they always react to is to the government. So we have been facing some of our own problems on the streets of Malaysia, but I hope that, you know, we will be able to calm down and have dialogue with each other. That's where I think we all agree with Dorsu, this pursuit of dialogue, of nonviolence, not confrontational, because it doesn't get us anywhere.
Had you been to Burma?
Yes. Well, we went the first time as tourists because, you know, you can't really make a movie about
a place. But you didn't
go
when you were young. You went when you already knew you were going to make this
yes.
film.
Yes. We didn't go because at that time, Burma was also quite cut off from the rest of the world. And also because there were sanctions against the place. And also you knew that there was something not right going on there and you didn't want to endorse what the regime was doing. And I guess, you know, it's when your parents say to you, you're not going to a place where there's unrest. What you can choose to go to so many other places, go somewhere else. So Burma came a lot later, only when we decided to do The Lady.
And you speak Burmese in the film.
Oh, my
God. Was that difficult?
God.
Is it anything like Malay or Mandarin or Cantonese?
I at first thought that perhaps it would be like Malay or Cantonese or Mandarin, which I had to learn for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, until I have a wonderful lecturer, tutor, who was very, very patient. And I guess I persevered because the language was more like syllables running together. And so we decided that we would just do it by blocks because it was very important speech that is very recognized by Dorsu. So the first line is, Yahan shin lu pidu lu du apando agu lu du asia wai poe ji ha pidu lu du ye sandago dege balonga di ao toi po piata lai da ba be. That's one sentence.
I'm very impressed. Now, much of the film is in English because her late husband...
Which means, hey, how are you?
Yeah. Oh, really? That's
yeah.
all
yeah,
that means?
Reverend Monks,
I should have asked.
Hi, I'm here.
But a lot of it is in English because she lived in England.
Oh, yeah,
in fact, the film
years.
Begins with her leaving England to go
to
back
Burma.
Just for a brief visit because her mother is ill and she winds up staying a very long time. You mentioned her husband. The film also begins with him realizing that he is seriously ill. He's played by David Thewlis,
the amazing
who also plays
David
his Thewlis. Brother,
yes.
his own brother.
The twin brother.
So that had to be complicated as well for you, Luke, putting him into scenes with himself.
No, it's a funny part, in fact, for a director to, you know, to have to direct twice the same actor. But David is an excellent, excellent actor. So we shoot one actor first, and actually we shoot the brother, the twin brother, not the same day. You know, I really want him to get the time between the two. So, and he has his partner playing with him, and he always have an actor to play with, mm-hmm. you know. So the funny thing is that
somebody to stand in for the other
yeah,
twin.
Yeah, but this guy has to play also both... both parts. So it was kind of funny to do that. But it's the reality. The twins were very, very close to each other. And we couldn't make the film without, you know, talking about Michael and Anthony.
Well, this is really a story is partly about a marriage, isn't it?
Yeah. Deep love. It's not a romance story. I mean, you come into the story, they are 16 years in their marriage. They have two children, Kim and Alexander and Kim. And, you know, they're very, very committed. I mean, they're soulmates.
And then they are separated by circumstances beyond their control for a very long time.
Well, that was deliberate by the regime at that time in hopes to break her spirit, that, you know, she would leave Burma and go back home to her kids and husband.
Did they want her to go home?
I think it's not
to back to England?
I think it's not like, for example, you know that you can't see someone for 5 or 10 years. The problem with this situation is they never know. They maybe have a visa tomorrow, maybe not. Maybe they can go, maybe not. They can phone, maybe not. And
they play with you.
Yeah, they play with this pressure for almost 20 years. You know, and it let you in the perpetual drama. Because you never know when you can see her or not.
No,
the film stretches over a period of 10 years or so. Was it shot chronologically?
Almost. We try for the benefit of the actress, because it's a complicated thing to do, but
you had to age as well.
Yeah. Well, there was one day where we aged from 88 to 93 to 99. Now, that was challenging. But it is really, you know, the hair and the makeup, and when you're changing, that's when you go through your arc, your emotions that you understand.
But the thing also is, if you not shoot chronologically, we went to Thailand for a couple of weeks, and the temperature is 40 degrees. It's very humid. Mm. So even physically you change. You know, she lose like 2-3 kilos, and she became very from there. So
you're talking about 40 degrees centigrade, which is very hot.
Yes.
Yeah, which is
Fahrenheit. That would be cool.
No.
100. So I mean, when she arrived in Burma in the film, that's the first scene that we shot, because she still have this European.
You know, blossom.
Yeah.
Now, you were deported from Burma in June, weren't you?
Yes.
What was that experience like?
I was so disappointed. I'd never expected that, to be honest. I was, you know, probably too naive. And I went there by myself because I was going to meet Luke and Virginie there. And we planned, in fact, Virginie, my producer, Luke's wife, planned to have a little holiday and go around to Lake Inlay, because Burma is truly a beautiful country. And I went there. I arrived. The girl at the immigration was very sweet. She wanted to take a photograph because she was a fan. And next thing I knew was this officer came along. He flicked through my passport, and I asked him, is there a problem? And he said, no problem. Next thing I knew was I was on the plane, the same plane that I arrived in, the same seat. And they said they wouldn't give me a reason why I had to leave.
Well, they knew you were in the film.
By then they knew. Yes, they knew very well.
Hadn't both of you met Aung San Suu Kyi at different times?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I met her in December, not long after her house arrest. We were still filming in Thailand, but almost towards the end of the principal photography. And so it was just a great opportunity. It wasn't there to question her anymore, but a chance to meet your hero, and it was really memorable.
Now, Luke, I remember talking to you in the past about how you once said that you were only going to direct 10 films and then quit. So how many have you done so far?
Yeah, we can't trust artists. They're lying all the time.
You talk about yourself.
Is this the internet coming back to you, to haunt you?
No, I think, you know, I start at 17 years old, and it's true that when I passed 40, I was kind of a little dry, in fact. I spent too much time on the set and seeing too much actress and actresses and actors and technicians, and I just want to not to quit, but just to chill out for a couple of years, and that's what I did, and I'm happy I did, because now it's back a little bit, and I have pleasure again, and you can't do this job without love and pleasure.
Luc Besson is the director of The Lady, which opens on April 11th at Lincoln Plaza Cinemas, starring Michelle Yeoh as Aung San Suu Kyi. Thank you both for being on our show today.
Thank you.
Thank you.